the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey, friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. We're so glad you're here today. And today we're thinking about this idea that a lot of people are actually confused by what spiritual gifts are. Spiritual gifts are a supernatural ability that are given to all Christians of all time by God to do his work on this earth. So let me tell you what they're not. They're not the same thing as natural talents. Natural talents are different than spiritual gifts. When you're born naturally, God gives you natural talents, and they may be like singing or dancing or good with numbers. Those are natural. But when you're spiritually born, you're given spiritual gifts. There's something that when you do them, the fingerprint of God is on them. Number two, spiritual gifts are not given to the elite few. In other words, God doesn't say, okay, I'm going to take this group of Christians over here that I really like and give them more powerful gifts, and you're going to be more powerful Christians than the rest of you. No, he doesn't do that. Number three, spiritual gifts are not a sign of spiritual maturity. If you have a certain gift, it doesn't mean that you're more mature than someone who has a different gift. And there literally are some Christian subcultures today that elevate certain gifts and say, if you have this gift, you're more spiritually mature. And if you don't, you're kind of a lesser Christian. And that's just not true. That's just not taught in the Bible. Number four, spiritual gifts are also not the same thing as the fruit of the Spirit. When you look in Galatians 5, there's 9 fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Sometimes a Christian might say, well, I just don't have the gift of love or any of the other fruit. The truth is, those are not gifts, they're fruit. Every believer is meant to exhibit all the fruit of the Spirit, but not all believers have all the gifts of the Spirit. Those are two different things. And here's the last one. Number five, spiritual gifts are not something to be feared. They're not something that's odd. They're not something that's creepy. Now, here's the truth. There are some Christians that can be a little odd or creepy. They're odd and creepy. The gifts are not odd and creepy. They're something to be embraced. Think of it this way. When somebody gives you a gift, they want you to open that gift and they want you to use it. And I can't help but to think your Heavenly Father has given you at least a gift. If you're a believer, he's given you at least one gift, and he wants you to open it and he wants you to use it. And so today, don't be confused by what they're not. Instead, ask God, God, would you help me to embrace the gift and put it to work? Have a great day, and I hope to see you back here soon at Sugar Hill Church and on the weekdaypodcast.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.